Stephen Curry returning to action for the Warriors in this Game 4 of the Western Conference semifinals in Portland. An all-out battle played at a breakneck speed, and the Warriors certainly getting a major boost in energy with Curry's return. A game that was a back-and-forth tug-of-war that had to be settled in OT. And Curry, just magnificent in closing time. He finished with a game-high 40 points as the Warriors win it in overtime to take a 3-1 series lead. This is what Curry had to say afterward.
I was a little, obviously, anxious to get back on the floor. It's a different situation coming off the bench, so trying to keep my body loose, my mind in the game, and figure out how to get a rhythm. And obviously, it took me a while to get into the flow. When you miss 3 weeks, it's really weird walking back on the court, like with a crowd out there going crazy and that competitive atmosphere again. So just trying to get my bearings straight and try to make some plays and get a rhythm. And it took 48 minutes, and then things finally clicked.
Diamond Leung with the Barry News Group. Steph, to your right. When you had the 0-for-9 start from three-point range, how much of that do you attribute to, like you said, getting back in the flow? And how did you mentally come through that to bounce back in overtime?
A lot of it, yeah, was just the timing issue. And you can shoot shots in practice and get that – and try to simulate game, speed and whatnot, but most of the time nobody's guarding you, so it's a little different. And then a lot of it is just, allowing that muscle memory to come back and the game kind of atmosphere. So my confidence never wavered. I don't think you shoot 9 shots from 3 without making one if you don't have confidence. But, I thought I was taking some pretty good ones. And hope that eventually they would fall. And I got some great screens down the stretch from Draymond, Festus, HB, Bose, and when you're able to come off and continue to get good looks, I got to do my job too.
Steph, Ron Krychek from the San Francisco Chronicle. How what was your confidence, your mindset like in overtime? I mean, you guys get to overtime, and it seemed like you kind of took over at that point.
I was a little frustrated because I missed that last shot and thought I had a good look at it and kind of got where I wanted to be and missed that floater and knew we would have to dig deep as a team to win an overtime playoff game on the road. That's so hard to do. And defensively down the stretch in that last 5 minutes, Draymond was unbelievable, clogging up that paint, blocking shots and altering shots. Andre was amazing on CJ. Clay did an unbelievable job on Dame, just trying to make it tough on him and not let him get any open looks. And then me and HB just did our part, help side and whatnot, and we were able to turn those stops into easy offense for us and more of a flow. And when you're able to do that, then that's when we're at our best as a team.
Steph, could you have imagined playing 37 minutes, just have not played a full basketball game in 4 weeks, and how do those legs feel afterward?
I'm a little sore, kind of to be expected. And I pride myself on the work I put in the offseason to get through, 82 game schedule and be fresh for the playoffs. And I think, that was a big help for me to, I was off my feet for about a week, some change, and you obviously lose a little bit, but deep down when I got, that good work these last 4 days and broke a sweat and, put the time in, that helped me get through these 38 minutes. So I always joke with Coach when I came back. He was always talking about minutes restrictions and whatnot, and I always say, yeah, I'm good for 38 minutes, and just kind of an offshoot comment. It kind of played out that way today.
Mark Spears, ESPN. Steph, talk about I lost my train of thought. Sorry. When you hit that big three, your first three, just your emotions finally hitting it after so long not being able to nail one, and also your emotions when you were saying, I'm back.
Yeah, that first one, I was actually looking at my brother was in the stands. And, we always kind of talk trash to each other and joke around. And I saw him after I made the first three, and he kind of looked at me, it's like I knew it wouldn't take long. Obviously getting a rhythm, and I kind of mouthed that back to him. And then, you know, I love this game and love playing and love competing, and really, really missed being out there with my teammates and to help our team get a win tonight in that kind of fashion and whatnot. That was a good feeling, you know, in that moment to be back on the floor and playing. So that was that.
Mark Plumley from the San Francisco Examiner. Can you talk about the trust you have in your teammates to hit Harrison Barnes on that shot when he hadn't been hitting from the outside all night? Last shot in regulation, like 30 seconds.
Confidence is contagious, man. And I know one thing, in that locker room, nobody really loses confidence. It might not, you know, work out for us. We might not make shots, you know, across the board. Guys might kind of, you know, go up and down. But in that moment, he knows that I'm going to try to make a play. He, you know, he set a great screen for Clay, and two guys went with Clay to the corner, and he was wide open. And in that moment, we need him to knock it down. And he's done that before. And it was a huge shot for us to tie that game up and give ourselves a chance, you know, down the stretch. So it's fun to have everybody be involved, and that's what our team really is about, everybody contributing. And never know if it's going to be your night, but when you have that opportunity, take advantage of it.
What were your thoughts at the end of game three, just kind of watching it and seeing the position that the team was in? And did you put more pressure on yourself to come back because of that?
I mean, not really. There's kind of some conversation, excuse me, about waiting until game five, because I did have a little bit of soreness left and honestly wasn't 100%, but was good enough to, what we thought, play limited minutes, come off the bench and help, you know, create some depth for us again. And I was never, there was no panic, never worried about our situation coming into game four. We just knew that tonight was going to be a big, you know, opportunity for us to get a win and go home with 3-1 lead. So, you know, when I knew going through our pregame warm-up and the steps that I had to take to get ready to play that I could give them what I had, I'm just glad my knee held up throughout the course of the game and was able to contribute.
Steph in the back, Sky Muller, KVAL TV. You said you weren't really 100% coming in. Obviously, the overtime maybe would indicate differently. Would you put a percentage on you now? Do you feel like you're at 100 now or still not quite there yet?
I'll see when I wake up. I've only done so much on my knee since I hurt it, and tonight was the most load I've put on it in 3 weeks. So, you know, I felt it out there, but it didn't limit me. It didn't really, you know, keep me from trying certain moves or being aggressive. So that was the test of, you know, when I came back, I want to be able to try to play like myself the best I could. So hopefully I'll bounce back tomorrow, obviously continue to get treatment. That won't stop for the rest of the playoffs, and keep pushing.
Steph, Scott Osler, San Francisco Chronicle. Going into overtime, did you check with Kerr? Did you guys check with each other? Did he ask you how much you had left?
No, we had dialogue the whole game, and I think he kind of read my body language, you know, towards the end of the fourth quarter. I was obviously tired, but I wasn't dragging out there. I don't think I was, you know, showing it. But, you know, if you can't play 5 minutes at that point, I think something wrong with you. So just go out there, finish the game, and deal with the whatever happens to tomorrow, you know, with the recovery. But I was fine, and confident I could finish the game.
Yeah, it's Ian Thompson with NBA.com. Steph, a lot of people are amazed by what you did tonight, 17 points in overtime. But are you? Are you amazed by it?
I wouldn't say amazed. It's just one of those moments when you're standing out there and realize what just happened. It's a pretty good feeling because this is the playoffs and it's everything's heightened, the intensity, the ramifications of a win or a loss. So I'm pleased that I had enough in the tank to finish the game and that it finally clicked when it mattered most. And definitely, you know, proud of how we played as a team. But, you know, I'm amazed. I think I have too much confidence in what I can do to, to go out there and play well, that this is what I play for.
And after this playoff thriller, a 132-125 overtime win, this is what we heard from Coach Kerr.
The guys played basically one basketball game in 3 weeks. I expected what I saw early. I expected a lot of rust. I don't think anybody could have predicted the explosion. I figured he'd find his stroke and make a few shots, but I mean, that was crazy.
Over here, Steve. When Sean was ejected, I think you were pretty close to that action. Any comment on what happened and what was going through your mind when the point guard, you expected to play a lot of that game,
was
tossed?
Well, it put us in a tough spot, obviously, especially with Steph's comeback, whatever you want to call it. We were expecting to kind of play Steph maybe 25 minutes and just monitor him and see how he held up. And, he looked like once he got going, he didn't look tired. There were only maybe one or two times in the game where he looked tired, and we tried to get him a quick breather. But I was really amazed at his conditioning more than anything.
Steve, Bobby Corso, Rip City Radio. Before the game, any hesitation at all or any doubt going through your mind that Steph was going to be okay or anything like that? Any thoughts like that cross your mind?
No. We talked to our training staff. We trust them, and they told me he was going to be fine. He told me he'd be fine, and so we trusted that.
When Steph starts off 0 for 10 from 3, are you telling him anything? And what do you think got him going where he just went through that flurry?
I think I told him try to go 5 for 6 the rest of the game. No, I didn't say anything to him. The only thing I talked to him about before the game was not to try to do too much too early. The Houston game a couple weeks ago, when he came back from the ankle injury, he had 5 turnovers in the first half. He looked like he was trying to get it all back at once. So I just talked to Steph about easing his way back in and to take care of the ball. And as far as the shooting, I'm never going to say anything to him about shooting. He gets to shoot whenever he wants.
Diamond Leung, Barry News Group. Steve, the last stretch that Steph had in overtime, did that remind you of any?
Say that again.
Did that remind you of any such performances?
The performance?
In the playoffs.
No. I know. I mean, the obvious answer would be Michael Jordan, and Steph does it so differently from Michael. I guess the similarity is just the awe-inspiring plays, the jaw-dropping plays that really bring the house down, even on the road. I remember those noises coming on the road when Michael would have a game like that. But the way Steph does it is totally, totally different from Michael. It's obviously, two very different players, but that was something.
So can we conclude that you like him better coming off the bench now?
I already announced he'd be starting on Wednesday. I don't think you were here yet, so yeah, he will be. In case you're wondering,
I wasn't here.
Steve, how important was turning the defense around? It seemed like the intensity really picked up there in the fourth quarter.
I thought we finally found our defense kind of mid second quarter, and we were within 2 or 3, and they really closed the quarter strong. That was during the middle of the foul fest, so they pushed it back to 10 at the half. But our defense was great all night. We just weren't getting loose balls and rebounds again. And that's where we have to make improvements on Wednesday. I mean, we're making stops, and we got guys leaking out, and they've got guys crashing the boards. And there were probably 3 plays in the fourth quarter where we made steals or stops, and they poked the ball away from us, from behind. So we've got to do a better job securing the ball. But our defense, for the most part, was really good all night. We just, maybe other than the first 5 minutes of the game, but again, you got to complete the possession.
Are you calling any plays in overtime there? Is it just in Steph's hands and just go get him, Steph?
When Steph would have a game like this last year, Alvin Gentry would say, I've got 2 plays for you. Steph, get the ball, and get the ball, Steph. Those were Alvin's two play calls. So, in Alvin's honor, that's what we ran in overtime.
Steve, that was an extraordinary game to watch. How was it for you as a coach? And talk a little bit about the play that the Blazers had.
You know, there's very few games where you sort of take a moment during the game and say, wow, this is something. And tonight was one of them. You know, I turned to Luke Walton a couple times. Can you believe this? The Blazers were fantastic. They're tough to guard. We've talked about it, you know, throughout the series. They've got shooting all over the floor. They run great stuff. You know, their effort was amazing, just like our guys was. So it's just a great basketball game. And obviously, you know, to win makes it greater for us than it was for them. But it was, you know, phenomenal game. And I don't know what else I can say.
Steve, Jeff Su from On Fire. Could you talk about the last two plays for the regular time, especially the Horizons, the biggest shot?
Regulation?
Yeah.
You're talking about Harrison's shot? Yeah. That was, you know, that's going to get lost in the shuffle, but, you know, Harrison hadn't played much in the fourth quarter, and we put him in for Bogut, and that was a huge shot, tied the game and helped us get to overtime. So it was, you know, the reason to put him in for Bogut at that point is just to spread the floor, just like Portland does with all their guards. So we just got spacing, and we got a nice pass from Steph.
So do you draw that play, or just it's a decision of Steph? Do you draw that play?
Well, I mean, it started out as a play that we ran, and then it becomes, you know, read and react, and Steph made a great read, and obviously Harrison hit a huge shot.
And the Warriors with a chance to win the series with a victory in Game 5 on Wednesday night at Oracle Arena with Warriors sound coverage of the NBA playoffs. I'm Lawrence Scott.